glory to God. Listen, we are getting ready to hear a message from the Lord. The Lord has given our sister, Eleanor, a dream. And I know Eleanor well enough to know that the prophetic anointing that is inside of her is going to pour out of her tonight. I want you to get ready to hear something for you. I want you to make it personal. Remember, we talked last night about the word falling on different types of soil? You have good soil. You have good soil. I want to remind you, listen to the word. Eleanor is a Yupik Eskimo. Yay, Jesus, for Yupik Eskimos. We love them. She's from New Soyahuk. Yeah. Praise Jesus. She has been a devoted wife, wow, for over 27 years to her husband, Robert. We all love Robert, and we're glad his wife is devoted to him. Eleanor has traveled not only throughout Alaska and the United States, but she's also traveled internationally, preaching, teaching, prophesying up a storm, dancing. I mean, to tell you, she brought the house down in Germany. I remember that. Whoa. Yep. That was a good time. She's recaptured the indigenous flavor of the Alaska Native expression in glorifying our heavenly Creator. I believe that every culture on earth has a unique grace to glorify the Lord. Thank you, worship team. We love you. Good job. I watch, as I've traveled around, the different expressions of worship that come from every culture. And it is so beautiful. I mean, I was in a meeting in Dallas when the anointing of God fell with so much power that the two doors burst open, and here came the Hawaiian dancers, drumming and dancing and shouting, and it was like electricity hit the whole crowd, and everyone started to roar and leap to their feet to dance. The same thing happened when the Maori dancers came in. Every culture, your culture, you dance. And you express your culture for Jesus Christ. Alaska, the Alaska representative on Chuck Pierce's Global Spheres team, Eleanor has been invited to pray a benediction at two governors' inauguration. And she actually joined me at an inaugural ball in Washington, D.C. That was a blast. Eleanor is a native liaison for the Alaska Missions. And she is also a co-founder of Kingdom Warriors Alaska, Kingdom Alliance Network. That's us. We are an apostolic and prophetic expression of the kingdom. We want to glorify Jesus. We want everything that we do to glorify the Lord. We want to see you raised up and released in your giftings. We want to bless you. We cheer when we hear that you've gone out to do something, or you've prayed for someone and they've been healed, or you've led someone to Jesus, or you've been able to sow into someone's ministry. Whatever it is, we rejoice. Oh, we rejoice. I would like you to rejoice tonight as we welcome Prophet Eleanor Roll and her message.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you so much, Mary. Glory. I miss my husband. He's on his way back from Kentucky right now, and he will be waltzing in about an hour. literally waltzing. So I'm going to have to stay in the spirit while I can. Don't get religious on me. I love my husband. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. We are real. Amen. And I will be real. Not only am I Yupik Eskimo, I'm also half Caucasian. I don't know exactly what all that other side is. Have a pretty good idea, but I don't really know for sure. All I know is I'm half white as well. And I fully embrace both sides. Amen. In fact, tonight, it's really amazing because even with the t-shirt that Teresa has on, everything starts with I believe in me. And the scripture that Mary read is the Lord will give you the desires of your hearts. All of that has to do. And then the word that Pastor Michael brought last night, everything has to do with the dream that the Lord sent me about a week and a half ago. He's been dealing with me about speaking in our own meetings. He's like, you know, you can't give your entire pulpit away, that the people have to hear from you as well. And so I know that because we love to make room for people's gifts, sometimes even in your anointing and even with the desires of your heart to make room for other people's gifts, you can also start not unknowingly start shutting your own anointing and your own grace down. And so that's what, and the Lord had really been dealing with me and saying, I have something that I want you to share with the people of Alaska. And so, you know, I'm like, okay, what, Lord? Okay, what is it? And then he sent me a dream. I wish it was always that easy. But it was pretty detailed. And it's been confirmed over and over again. Recently, in this dream, it was like I was, in my dream, I was preaching. And he even gave me the scriptures. He was saying, it is time for my church to fully embrace their full identity and come out of agreement with religion, with traditions of man, and fear. And we know what the word says, and Mary even brought it out a little bit ago. Every tribe, tongue, and nation on the face of the earth has an anointing. We have a grace. Every tribe, every culture has their time. They have their grace. They have their anointing. And the word came out. Lately, the Lord's been saying for how long now? This is Alaska's time. This is our time. Say, this is my time. Out of the mouth, when you verbalize something, it activates something in your spirit, man. It does something. You know, the Lord, God created heaven and earth. If he just kept it in his great mind, would we be formed? Would the worlds be formed? Would the heavens and the earth be formed and everything therein? No, he had to speak it into existence. Amen? So, say, this is my time. This is my time. This is Alaska's time. You know, we're not going to get the desires of our hearts by just sitting there. God is activating us into service. God wants us to come into partnership and agreement with who he's created us to be. You know, it's like a business person. Do we have any business people in the house? Amen. So God, you get an idea. And How would your business work if you didn't believe in the idea that you got? How would your business work if you didn't even believe in yourself? Well, God's going to do it. God wants us to believe that He chose us. God wants us to believe that He's given us gifts. God wants us to believe that He's given us the very desires of our hearts. And religion would say, no, you shouldn't have any desires. That is a bunch. Okay, Lord, help me to behave. Religion says, no, you can't have it. And traditions of man and even culture says, stay in the back, sit down, be quiet. I'm going to step on some religious cows tonight, okay? Because God wants to set us free. God wants us to believe in ourselves. God wants us to get our breakthrough tonight. God wants us to reach the very desires of our hearts for that which He has created us for. He wants us to move in the giftings. He wants us to prophesy. He wants us to move in the gifts of healings. He wants us to dance. He wants us to be free. Oh, how I want you to be free. I can't stand religion. I hate religion. I grew up in a church where we barely went, but we only had to, and God bless them, I love them. We had to stand there. We couldn't move. We couldn't talk. We couldn't look. Otherwise, we'd get flickered or spanked or slapped. And we had to stand there for hours until God has so much more for us than we can even grasp or know about. But tonight we're going to get a glimpse of that. Religion just gives you just a taste and then stop, no more. Traditions of man says, you do it my way, not no other way, my way or the highway. Fear says, shut up and sit down and be quiet. And don't move or don't talk or don't say anything. But God. God is aligning us in a new way in Alaska. There is such a liberation coming to the church in Alaska. Some of us are giving up a little bit too soon. Amen. So He wants us to fully embrace our full identity, first in the natural. You know, some of us have been shamed growing up. Some of us have been shamed into, you know, like a lot of the Native people, a lot of us were shamed. And I'm not going to go into all the history. And there's only a point that I want to bring out. Some of us have been shamed. But we're coming out of that. We don't have to carry that anymore. We don't have to wear that anymore. Because God has a greater identity for us. God has created us for a purpose. All of us. And this is, even by the word of the Lord, this is a lot of the First Nations people time. This is the Native people's time. Now, can we celebrate that? Amen. Because this is not only the Native people's time. Yes, it is. But it is the kingdom's church time. It is all of us coming together, shoulder to shoulder, heart to heart, spirit to spirit, muscle to muscle, bone to bone, heart to heart, coming in file and rank and order, saying, when you fall, I fall. When you hurt, I hurt. I am for you, no matter what culture you are. When I got that revelation, because I could only identify
with being on my native side. I grew up in a very traditional native culture, and I could only be around my kind, the kind that I grew up with. And I was comfortable with just that. And then as I came into the Lord, and he supernaturally filled me with his Holy Ghost and fire in bed with nobody laying hands on me. And that's what's coming back to the church, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, the supernatural is coming back. It's coming back, church. When he supernaturally filled me with his Holy Ghost and fire, and many of you know my testimony, and God did so many supernatural things, including with my sister Dahlia here. God using my voice and she hearing my voice all the way from Dillingham. I have some Dillingham, Bristol Bay friends here. Hallelujah. God bless you. God is bringing those things back. You know, and then when I started learning about God and learning to be a disciple and learning to speak his word and just growing up in the things of God. One day I was attending this deliverance conference, and I was just praying on my knees, and the Lord said, excuse me. Eleanor, I want to deal with that self-hatred in your heart and that spirit of prejudicism in your heart. Moi, I have self-hatred and prejudicism and racism in my heart. He said, you want to know why you can't be with other people other than your own kind? It's because of that unforgiveness you have towards your father, my white father. And he says, that's why you can't really be around other people other than native people. And he says, you know that self-hatred that you have? And I go, me? I do? And then he showed it to me. And you know, I didn't know I had it until the Lord revealed it. Until the Lord showed me. And many of us don't know. You know what? Prophets come to make you feel a little uncomfortable. Prophets deal with stuff in your lives. I'm not trying to be mean. Prophets get us out of our comfort zones. I am not a pastor. In fact, I will highly offend some of you. Because I don't counsel people. I don't pat and burp and I'm like. Some of us say we want apostles and prophets, but do we? This is a time now to where the church in Alaska, we're going to grow up. You know, oh, Jesus, there's so much. So when God started dealing with me and he showed me, Eleanor, you're prejudiced against other people. And I went up and he said, what I want you to do is I want you to go to that woman standing there in the back. And he said, I want you to repent to her and you ask her for forgiveness for being prejudiced against her. Her kind was a white lady. And I said, yes, sir. And I got up and I walked back. And I said, lady, you don't know me and I don't know you. But the Lord just showed me something. And I am simple enough to believe him. You know, when I started getting too churchized, that's when the power left me. That's when the anointing left me. But when I returned back to the simplicity of God, his anointing came back. I said, "Lady, I need to ask you to forgive me for being prejudiced against you." And I've told this story before, but the Lord told me I got to share this again because he's trying to bring the church in Alaska into a unity by his Spirit. And some of us don't know we have prejudice against each other. And the Lord wants to bring us bone to bone, heart to heart. Amen. None of us are better than each other. We're all equal in his sight. Red, yellow, black, brown, blue, and white. Okay, whatever. Okay. So I went over there, and when I asked for forgiveness, you know what happened in me? Something in me became one. Is there blue, Mary? Yeah. The hospital. Okay, so something in me became one. I didn't realize there was a division in my soul or in my spirit. I became one on the inside. You know, some of us, we only have churches of one kind. I'm right there on Facebook. Hello. This is a kingdom church. The kingdom church is all kinds, all cultures. Red, yellow, black, and blue. White. You know, not black and blue. Red, yellow, brown, and white, and anything in between. Amen. You get the picture. Something in me became one. And so the Lord says, "Eleanor, embrace all of who you are." So I got to change my biography. Not just Yupik Eskimo. I am very proud to be Yupik Eskimo. You know, when I was a little girl and they tried to make me stop speaking my language and I got knocked out. I literally got slapped and got knocked out. I stood up. I said, "I will speak in Yupik." I was never ashamed to be Yupik. I didn't care if I got beat, slapped, hit, whatever. I was not ashamed to be Yupik. But I needed to embrace my white side. Until I could embrace my white side, I had a hard time. So when God called me into the ministry, you think he only called me to natives? Hello? No. We can't pick and choose who we're called to. God loves all people. And so when I let him deal with me in that, he began to thrust me out. I remember the first time he told me to go to Kenai, and I went with Karen and Sharon. And we stayed, and Sharon's not here, but we had to sleep on the same. That was the first time I went on a missionary trip with a white lady, and I had to sleep next to her. So she was the first white lady I slept with. Like I said, I might deal with some religious spirits. Don't get whatever. God did something. When we fully embrace our natural identity, is my point, we cannot fully embrace our spiritual identity. Many of us are trying to go into our spiritual identity without reconciling what is on the inside of us first, who he has created us to be in the natural. Amen. And that's why you see many unhealed preachers, many unhealed leaders begin to fall because, and I'm not throwing stones because I've had to deal with issues within my own self. When we don't allow the Lord to heal us and deal with those areas in the natural first and then in the spiritual, when times get tough, we cannot fully function in who God has created us to be. Amen. So there are spiritual gifts. So my dream was about embracing ourselves in the natural and in the spiritual. And he showed me how many people were rejecting their own selves, who they are, where they come from, how they look. And then they started trying to be someone they're not. And many leaders can do that. Many of us can tend to do that. If we don't reconcile things within ourselves, we can start acting like someone else that we're not. The world calls that schizophrenia. So if I didn't allow the Lord to heal me on the inside, I would have been schizophrenia. I could operate only so far and no more. I remember feeling like two people. Who? God is going to bring us into oneness. Not only individually, but as a church, as the Kingdom Church in Alaska. He's going to heal us. I'm telling you, he's going to heal us. And so that was the power of forgiveness in my life. And then in my dream, the Lord gave me a scripture. He gave me two scriptures. One of them was Psalms 139. I know this may be a very simple message, but it will revolutionize your walk with the Lord. Because the Lord wants us to flow and operate not only out of our gifts, people, but in the anointing. Gifts are given. We all were born with gifts. Gifts are given. They're free. But it's the anointing that breaks the yokes. Amen. And we don't need just a bunch of gifts flowing. Because gifts alone can cause confusion. Gifts alone does not grow a people. Gifts alone can make us feel good, and we want that. Gifts alone can edify, build up. But the anointing, we need the anointing to break the yokes that are within us. Amen? Without the anointing, when it's produced in us. It is grown in us. You know how grapes are made, juice is made, wine is made, you're crushed. Many of us run from the crushing, though. Many of us squiggle out of the crushing because it's just too painful. But when you yield into the crushing, you embrace it. The anointing comes into your life. And then it can produce the character of Christ in you. The anointing is the one that destroys the yokes and the bondages. Not only individually, but even corporately. And even over regions. And even over states and nations. It depends on how much the leaders will allow themselves and embrace the crushing in their lives. Then the influence grows. Then the sphere of increase comes when we yield to the crushing. But, you know, I keep thinking about Chuck and Dutch's word, Alaska goes and then goes back, goes and then goes back. Well, I'm here to announce that we are not going backwards. We are not taking a step back. We are moving into the crushing. We are embracing our identity. We are embracing the call of God. We are contending for Alaska's words. We are saying yes and amen to the prophetic words. We're not just sitting there and saying, okay, if it happens, it happens. No. We have a part to play in this. Amen. So let the Lord heal you of any any areas in your natural identity that you might not really like. You know, honestly, I didn't really like my white side. I'm being real. But now I absolutely love my white side. I have the best of both worlds. Notice my accent even changed. You know, it is so beautiful. When, you know, there's a time I was driving down Diamond Boulevard and my Abba Father said, "You know why I like you so much, Eleanor?" I'm like, "Why?" He said, "Because you know how much you need me." He said, "I want you to not only learn to love yourself, I want you to learn to like yourself." What a concept. And so he said, "I want you to begin to look in the mirror after he healed me on the inside." After he healed me on the inside and I became one, it's almost like I started discovering a new Eleanor. Well, ho, ho. I was like, wow. He said, "I want you to begin to look in the mirror and say this scripture for as long as it takes." This is Psalms 139:14. "I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." And so he said, "Eleanor, I want you to begin to look in the mirror and say that over yourself until you believe it." And at first, I felt like a fool. I thought, okay, Eleanor, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. I thought, man, this looks so stupid. I mean, if somebody were to walk in right now, my husband's gotten very used to me, by the way. Sometimes I'll share some things with him and say, "Okay, this time you're going to think I'm..." He goes, "Oh, nothing surprises me now." And so I begin to look in the mirror and say, "Eleanor, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. For the glory of the Lord is going to flow through you." Until I started believing it. And once I started believing it, something started rising up on the inside. When you get a business idea, you've got to believe that that is a good idea. Do you know that you are a good idea? You are a good idea. God created you. God made you special. We need to believe that. And you know, once I started embracing who I was in the natural, I began to learn to embrace myself in the spiritual. You know, many of us have gotten prophetic words of who we are and what he has called us to do and be. And you know, many of us go, "Nah, I don't think so. Nope, not me. Nope, that can't be me. No, I mean, and then..." Or while we're in the anointing, we go, yeah, praise God. You know, did you hear that word? Then we go home and we go, "No, that can't be. I think God got it wrong that time. I think that prophet got it wrong that time." Because we don't accept and embrace ourselves in the natural, we have a hard time accepting and embracing ourselves in the spiritual. Not only individually, people, but as a state. I'm telling you, I've been hearing it in the spirit realm. Not Alaska, no. Us, no. We don't believe in ourselves. We think, oh, all the prophets in the lower 48, they're so much more anointed than the prophets or apostles up here. I tell you, I'm hearing it with my good ear. We believe the ministers down there more than we would up here. Well, I'm here to say that we are anointed in Alaska. God has chosen us. He has called us. And we have the sound of the Lord to be released here. Amen. And thank you for sowing into that, Teresa, because you carry the sound of Alaska, Teresa. You carry the sound of Alaska. You carry a breakthrough sound. You carry that. And within you is the gifts of the anointing that destroys yokes. Not just the gifts, but the anointing that destroys yokes. And even during this time, I've been seeing the worship team even step into something new, even over this weekend. You've had to battle through something. Even in here is different. But even over this weekend, there's been a mighty breakthrough in the atmosphere here. And there is now, even over the sound waves and over the atmosphere of Alaska. Amen. Amen. So we need to start believing in who we are in the spiritual. Amen. It is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is Christ in us, the hope of glory. He gave us our personalities. He gave us our gifts. He gave us our cultures. And it is only the anointing of Christ that destroys the yokes. You know, and sometimes we don't realize that we get so weary in the battle that we start taking a back seat. And this, a couple weeks ago, I had the privilege and the honor, and really I needed a fresh touch from God, went down to Glory of Zion for their prophets gathering because I needed to be sharpened. I was hoping for a word. And when I was down there, I didn't get the word that I wanted, but I got the word that I needed. And you know, the word that I needed came from Keith Pierce. And Prophet Keith Pierce, he don't play. I mean, he came and he prayed over me and he rebuked the spirit of religion off from me. And he said, something's trying to shut you down. The spirit of religion is trying to shut you down. And he said, you've got to keep pressing in for your breakthrough. And I was like, I press in every day. I'm pressing in. I'm pressing in. I'm so pressed down. And I started saying, okay, God, what was he saying? What did he mean? And the Lord said, you got to press in again, Eleanor. And I'm like, I'm going to press in again. I'm going to press in and press through, and I command the spirit of religion off from me. He broke it off from me. And right now I want to break the spirit of religion off from us in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of religion and tradition of man and every spirit of fear, you be broken now in Jesus' name. Our voice will not be captured by the enemy. Our voice will not be captured by the enemy. Your gifts will not be captured by the enemy. You will not be shut down or held back. Your dance, your worship will not be taken. You've got to contend for it. I can break it off from you, but you've got to contend for it. You've got to fight for it. Come on, Alaska, we can do this. Come on, we can do this together. Come on, we can do this together. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. When Keith came, you know, I thought, boy, I'm going to get a good word. He said, I bind this spirit of religion off from you. I was like, you've got to press in. I'm like, because I think, God, I spend all day. You know, you can reason the word away. You can reason the word away. Or your good religious little self can say, I press in. I'm so holy. I'm so righteous. God, you know. But I came home and I was like, God, what did he mean, Lord? I want to get the mind of Christ on this. I want to get the mind of Christ on this. God, give me your interpretation. And he showed me, Eleanor, don't settle. And I'm here to say, Alaska, don't settle. Don't settle. God has more for us. He has more for us. Amen. Religion says, here and no more. There's a good form, no power. Religion says, settle. You have the status quo. And the spirit of religion mocks the Holy Spirit. The religion mocks the Holy Ghost and say, oh, you babble around with you. Someone recently said that. Oh, you talking that babble? Yes, I do. Except it's not Babel. It is the Holy Ghost and fire. Yes. God, I'm not going to settle. I'm not going to settle. Jesus Christ bought us with a price, with his own precious blood. And the spirit of religion wants to rock us to sleep. This is all you're getting, no more and no less. This is all you're getting. No. No. There's more. And God wants to take the limits off. God wants to take the limits off. He wants to take the limits off from ourselves. He wants us to take the limits off from each other. He wants us to take the limits off from him. And the worship team has come into a new anointing. You guys keep going forward. Keep going and flowing in it, because you guys are on a new flow. Amen. And recently, as I was reading about breastplates, you know, I was praying about the armor of the Lord. You know, the armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, so on and so forth. And the Lord highlighted to me the breastplate. And as I was reading about the breastplate, the Lord highlighted you, Karen Fink. And he said that you have allowed the breastplate of the Lord to be placed upon you to guard your heart well. Even with many secrets, information, and revelations, he said that you have been one who have been a wise steward over the little, and now he is causing you to be a steward over much. For there is increase coming to you and your household, says the Lord. Amen. Amen. In fact, I saw new garments of praise coming down upon us. Even this weekend, I saw new garments of praise coming upon us, and he was taking off the garments of heaviness, of hope deferred, and helplessness. He says that those are now being removed. He says, so stand up and receive your new garments of praise, for there is a new fresh garment sound coming out of Alaska. He says that there is a new, fresh sound. He says that he is raising us up to be transparent warriors. You will be dressed in my armor of light. You who exude my fragrance and you who are not afraid to be who I've called you to be. You are a company of warriors who will wear my garments of praise in spirit and in truth. And you will walk in your identity and in your calling. You will walk in the fullness of your potential and your fullness of your personality, and you will not covet others. He says that this company will be totally free to be themselves, not to impress the flesh, but to walk out of the desire of my heart in their heart. He says that I have put my desires in your heart. He says, believe in my desires that I've put in your heart. He says that this company of believers will know their God and do exploits, for they will also know who they will also know who they are in me. He says, so know you are a reflection of me, and as you allow me to change you and mold you and make you into who I have created you to be in my image. So he says, believe in the Lord your God, but also believe in who I have called you to be. Believe in the good ideas that I have given you. In fact, I see even the business people in this who are here even now. I wanna speak over you. For the Lord says that he will be downloading some new ideas into your mind. He says that he will be downloading new and witty ideas into your minds, and he will give you the pen of a ready writer. He will awaken your ear morning by morning, and he will give you the desires of your hearts. He says, where you have even placed limitations on your own self, he says that this night he is removing those limitations, and he is fully doing a new thing in your mind, sir. Mike. He is doing a new thing in your mind to even believe in the ideas that he has put within you. He says that there is an expansion coming, not only in your mind, but even in your business. He says that there is an expansion coming to you. And he says that there will come a time when you will be funneling. You will become a conduit to even funnel even kingdom works and kingdom dynamics and kingdom partnerships, says the Lord. For you have been one who has been faithful to your wife, and you have supported her. You have had your hand upon her back, and you have said, go for it. He says that even in days ahead, you will even be praying over others, and you will be blessing others to go forth into their calling. Right now, it's like you're practicing with your wife. And as you continue to practice with your wife, he says that there will also be an increase coming to you as well. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Stephen, the favor of the Lord is upon you. He says that even recently, as you have taken this trip recently, he says that there was a turning of some things on your behalf. He says not only naturally, but even spiritually. He says that he's even done a good work in you. You have allowed the dealings of the Lord to come into you, and you have allowed the crushings of the Lord to come into you. So now that you don't only flow in your giftings, but you flow in the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He says, so even as this turning of favor has come upon you, he says that there will come a time when you will be in the forefront of some things, and that much will come back to you that you have even sown in secretly. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And I want to pray for the native corporations now. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for the... do you mind standing, Popsy? Do you mind standing? Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for Popsy. I thank you, Lord God, that that the wisdom of Solomon rests upon Popsy, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that he has been through many testings and many fires. And Lord God, that he has come through even as fine gold. Even though you don't feel like you have come through as fine gold, the Lord says that you have come through as fine gold. And that he has put a sure word in your mouth, even for your native corporations. He says that he will send you back, even to the president of ASRC. He will send you back with a word in your mouth that will turn the corporation even back to the Lord. He says that they are believers in the Lord. They believe in the Lord their God, but there is a new returning back to the Lord, even as it says out of Malachi 4, where he turned the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the hearts of the children back to the fathers. He says that there is a returning, a fresh returning back to the Lord. He says that he has put a fire within your mouth and that you will not hold back with the word of the Lord as you deliver it, even to the president of that native corporation. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you and we worship you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Mary and Judith, would you guys mind standing? Heavenly Father, I thank you for these two amazing women. Oh God, they have been women, oh God, who have been forerunners, God, who have even went through the force, as it were, with machetes in their hands, oh God, and they have paved the way for many of us, oh God, to walk through, Lord God. And I thank you, Father God, for the apostolic and the prophetic, oh God, that resides in the both of them. And Lord God, I thank you, God, for the double honor, oh God, that is coming to the both of them, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for this Nehemiah time, Lord God, that even as they stay up on that wall, Lord God, with a sure word in their mouth, oh God, Lord God, and the sword in their hand, Lord God, God, they are fixed, God, upon you, Lord God, and they will continue to lead the way, Father God, for they are forerunners, oh God, in our state and in our nation. And the Lord says that don't think that you can hang it up now, because nothing's going to be hung up now. He says that there is a fresh fire, not only that I'm putting in your belly, but even fresh visitations from heaven. I saw angelic visitations coming to the both of you. He says, get ready for angelic visitations for me to move supernaturally amongst you and through you. He says, for I will have my way in Alaska, and you are not a forgotten people or leaders. He says, I have looked to and fro for my righteous ones who are standing in the gap. And he says, you have stood in the gap. Even when others fell by the wayside, you have stood in the gap. He says, even while this demolition takes place, he said, I am rooting up, I'm pulling down, and I needed this to happen so that I could build up my kingdom and have my way in the state. He says that I have made you to be forerunners. I have put a kingdom word and a kingdom paradigm and mindset within you that you will yet teach to the people. And he says, while it is not finished yet, I am still moving by my spirit. So stay focused on me. Keep your eyes fixed on me morning, noon, and night, for this is my fight. He says, this is my fight. This is my fight, says the Lord. So do not lose sight in what I am doing, but continue to praise and worship me on my holy hill. So be still and know that I alone am God, I alone am God, and I have created you for such a time as this. So take this state forward as I have appointed you and anointed you and chosen you. You have overcome some battles and have walked over stumbling blocks, and I will also remove some out of the way for you to walk on a smooth path before you. My double favor, my double honor is upon you. My favor is upon you. So savor that which is good. Spit out the bones, for a new flavor is upon you, says your good heavenly Father. And there are divine visitations that you will even be speaking on, even in days, weeks, and months ahead. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Father God. Lord, we worship you. And Lord God, I just want to pray for, there were some words of knowledge that he also gave me. I will end with some of those. He gave me some words of knowledge. He said that there are some who, and I think many of us can identify with this, with traumas of abuse in your past that keeps plaguing you. It's like a broken record. Traumas of abuse from the past, that's like a broken record. It keeps playing over and over and over again in your mind. I want to pray for you right now. Lord Jesus, even as you have healed me from the traumas of the abuse in my past, Lord, I thank you that you are no respecter of persons. And Lord God, I want to pray for every man, woman, and child under the sound of my voice, and I say you be healed now in your mind and in your soul and in your spirit, man. You be healed now in Jesus' name. And we break that record up right now, and we throw it in the trash. And so now you will hear the sound of the Lord. You will hear the voice of the Lord come to you instead of that old sound. He says that there is a new sound. There is a new tape that will begin to play over you, says your good heavenly Father. And there is some who struggle with self-hatred. I want to pray for you. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, that even as you healed me, God, of the self-hatred that I had, even against my own self, God, and against even other people, Lord God, I say, let forgiveness rule and reign, O God, in the hearts of this people now. And Lord, I thank you and I praise you, God, for healing those, God, and we bind and take authority over that dirty, rotten, stinking spirit of self-hatred, and we say, you be gone in Jesus' name. And we declare and decree now that the love of the Father would rule and reign in and through you. Even those with eating disorders, Lord, I thank you, Father God, for healing those, God, with eating disorders, either eating compulsively or not eating at all, or just having a problem with eating. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for healing, oh God, those, God, with eating disorders. I say, your body, you come into subjection to the Holy Spirit, and I say, you come under alignment of the Holy Spirit, and you be healed now, and we bind and take authority over every spirit that would cause eating disorders in Jesus' name. We just say, Father, heal now. Heal every person here, God, and cause them to just embrace themselves, who they are, in the natural and in their spiritual. Give them the desires of their hearts in Jesus' name. Amen.